RTL Original Podcast.
Hello there and welcome to Show Tunes, the podcast where we analyse the unforgettable theme songs that introduce our favourite TV shows. I'm your host, Stephen Stepslow, and today we're popping over to Scranton, Pennsylvania for one of the most instantly recognisable tunes ever made, The Office, US edition. The Office, for those who somehow haven't seen it, is a mockumentary about a paper company in Scranton, or in Slough, for those of you that picked up the UK one. It ran from 2005 to 2013. It's an awkward, heartfelt show lasting 9 seasons, which launched the careers of people like John Krasinski and Mindy Kaling. Now, this theme tune might seem like an obvious choice, and it is, but there's much more happening in those 37 seconds than you realise. It's a song that has lasted the test of time, created by a relatively unknown musician, or rather forgotten one, who somehow summarised all of corporate America into a single piece of instrumental music. So grab your world's best boss mug, ignore that fax, and let's dive into why this theme song was so well made. The Office theme tune was written and performed by Jay Ferguson. And no, Ferguson was not an average TV composer from Hollywood. He was, in fact, a hardcore rocker. He was lead singer of the band Spirit, a rock band behind I Got a Line on You. And so Ferguson went from 1970s rock star to writing one of the most recognisable TV themes of the 2000s. When the American version of The Office was being developed, they needed something that would capture the show's unique tone. The original UK version had a more minimal, almost melancholic opening. But the American adaptation needed something that could work for a broader audience and was more American while still maintaining that documentary-style authenticity. So, Ferguson created something that sounded deceptively mundane, but is actually upbeat enough to make you want to watch. The song was then recorded in 2004, right as The Office was gearing up for its first season. But we came close to knowing the show by an entirely different tune, as is the way here on Show Tunes History. The showrunner Greg Daniels was battling it out to use a big hit as a tune and not create one for the show itself. He handed out 3 options to the cast and crew to vote on, and they were Better Things by The Kinks, Float On by Modest Mouse, and Mr. Blue Sky by ELO. Can you Adam and Eve it? And sure enough, Mr. Blue Sky won and was set to be our show's theme. But just before the show was supposed to air, the crew received a bad telephone call. NBC series LAX, an American drama, had used the same song as their own. And so instead of Daniels using one of the other 2 options from the earlier arguments, one would assume they were had behind closed doors, he decided to bring in composer Jay Ferguson. A strange decision-making process in play here, but never mind. And while the tune is catchy and very fitting, the main thing is people hear it and are hit with waves of nostalgia, recalling perhaps the first time you watched it and were introduced to the world of Dwight and his beet farm, or watching the love interest between Jim and Pam unravel. It's an oddly touching show, which finds the fun and interesting detail in mundane tasks, and its show tune is perfectly suited for that. So thank you, Jay Ferguson. That's it for this week's episode of Show Tunes. Thank you for tuning in. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. Drop us a star rating and a review, and next time we'll dive into another iconic TV theme. This week's episode was researched and written by Florence Keogh and voiced by myself, Stephen Stepslow. See ya.